Forever Dog.
Giving a stranger 30 minutes of unlimited and unsupervised access to your phone or to your home.
Why does it matter?
Because you have secrets on your phone.
There's probably a lot of pictures on there.
Mine would just be like a bunch of pictures of my like a bunch of pictures of my
Right. Or like, you know, like a hidden folder. Like I'm thinking that. Do they get access
to
the hidden folder?
Yeah, that's all the pictures of my
My hidden folder is an absolute shrine to bisexual women.
Guys. And we're back and we're doing it again. And here we are, covering your mouth doesn't change the sound in your headphones.
I learned that's called misophonia.
Misophonia. I got it.
So you
got it for
real.
I got it from I guess it's genetic because my
So how did you discover that you had this?
Oh, good question. I first discovered it because of my dad, because he's got like a serious like crunching thing with food. And growing
up. Serious crunching thing.
He's got a serious crunch. Like it was like.
Like he chews everything he eats.
No, it's in like the sound of people eating food that's crunchy is like drives him nuts. Right. So we grew up very conscious of like whether or not we were crunching.
Just the most polite kids ever. Like,
yep. Like, that's why
fake
I eat
noises. Sorry.
The way I eat salt and vinegar chips is like so. It only happens around people I really trust. Anyway.
I love salt and vinegar chips, dude.
Me too. But
I fuck with them so hard. Have you had pickle chips from Trader Joe's?
No.
Not from Trader Joe's, but that's another thing. Come to Canada. Your chip game down there is weak.
That's the most aggressive thing you've ever said.
I'm serious.
Why would you say that?
Because you just asked if someone's ever had a dill chip from Trader Joe's. Like, we've got every flavor. We don't need a Trader Joe's. Have you ever had a ketchup chip?
Whoa, that's wrong.
No one needs a ketchup chip.
That's not right.
This is what I'm saying. This is not the first time you're hearing about a ketchup chip, right?
There are lots of flavors of chips. They are regional based on what the people want. Okay. We have regional chips as well.
Not
Do you know
Canada,
how many different ranches
national.
We have? We have a lot of ranch. Okay.
Yeah, that would be the
this
chip.
This is America.
That would be the champ, the chip.
This
that you
is
guys have
America.
Variations
Don't
of.
You fucking come for ranch.
Yeah, we have ranch too. Anyway, come to Canada. Our chip game is strong. So I don't know how I discovered misophonia specifically, but when I discovered it at first, I was like, oh, this is for my dad. And then as I got older, I realized, oh no, this is for me. This is for me. But me, it's wet. I don't, crunching doesn't bother me. It's the wet sounds. And it's like.
Oh, so there's different types.
Oh yeah. For some people,
how
it's
do you
breathing.
Handle kissing?
No,
is
no,
kissing hard
eating.
For you?
It's eating.
It's just eating.
It's eating wet, like wet mouth sound eating. But for some people, it's not just eating. For some people, it's gum chewing gets me too. Some people, it's repetitive sounds like tapping or like a clicking of a pen.
My girlfriend has that.
Okay, but it's not just, this is the thing that's different. It's not just like, oh, this sound irritates you. It's like my fight or flight goes off. Like it makes me feel like I'm going to rage or
I have
like
one sound
puke, or like it's not.
I didn't know that's what that was.
Yeah,
oh
like it
God.
Makes me like I need to like I need to get away or I'm going to like scream or like it's hard to explain, but it's like
no, I'm
my face
this
goes
is,
red.
My girlfriend talks about this all the time, but I've never like. Totally understood it because I love repetition. So I'm always just like, what are you talking about? We have a garbage truck that when it's garbage day and it backs up, it'll back up for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
And she goes crazy.
Yeah, like, so it's the repetitive, the beeping.
Yeah, she's like, I was up all morning because that fucking garbage truck. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I slept so good. I was out like a light. I didn't know that's what that was. That's crazy.
Yeah, misophonia. So, like look it up. That's one of those things where a label, when I started reading about this, I was like, oh my God, I'm not just, and for my dad, that's why I like told him about it. Cause our whole lives, everyone's just kind of acted like it's annoying. Like, oh, he's so sensitive about the chips. Like it's annoying.
Yeah.
but it's
enough,
like,
about the chips.
Yeah, but like to read it and yeah. when you experience it and be like, yeah. wait, this isn't just me being extra. This isn't just me being sensitive. This is like, they've done, you know, brain scans and it yeah. like lights up your brain in a yeah. way that's like, it's not in my control. Wow. Anyway.
My girlfriend yeah. just texted me, why did I hear garbage truck?
She's traumatized.
What the fuck triggered. Is going on?
Is your garbage truck coming?
Ashley, you said you have one sound like that?
Well, I don't know if it's the same because now that you've talked about, at first I was like, maybe it is. If someone like rubs the outside of a balloon, like a squeak, oh, the squeaky
yeah,
balloon,
that's
it tickles,
more of a...
it tickles my ear and it drives me fucking insane. Like I have to leave the, otherwise I can't like, yeah.
I think that's, yeah, that's more like a styrofoam type, like a nails on a chalkboard. Like I think a yeah. lot of people
okay,
have that kind
gonna,
of,
everyone is
but I don't think that's
right
misophonia. I don't know what okay. you would call that, but.
Well, anyway, welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast.
Welcome.
Oh, my
we are your chosen
here.
Family. Every week we sit down around the family dinner table and we talk about gay stuff because we're the gay family that you never had. I'm Elena Joy. I'm your mom.
Wow, you are just killing it with the intros, Elena.
You are
Thank
on
you.
It.
You Thank are really you. Killing it.
Wow. Two
I'm Ashley Gavin. I am your father. I miss
I'm
you.
I'm Jimmy. I'm hot.
I want to come back. I'm oh. sorry I left when I went to the store, and I'd like to be back in your life now that you've now that you've joined the Patreon.
Whoa.
patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast please and thank you please
we answer
you.
Questions from there which
also,
is what
Mac
we will be
baby.
Doing today and
Mac,
Mac is baby
your baby
I need to have a bite of my apple
well then you can
I
have
haven't
a bite
eaten.
Of your apple but can
you,
you
just
like,
called
move?
Me baby while Ashley's sitting here going
I need a bite of my apple
I need a bite of my apple you better mute that
how are you guys doing
I'm feeling amazing
oh
I'm feeling amazing
she just appled She's doing great.
An apple a day.
No, I am. I feel awesome. I haven't felt this happy in a while because of everything that happened. But even prior to that, mm-hmm. like the stuff that I'm writing, I'm just so psyched about.
Oh, yes.
I feel creatively free and Jen's moved in and because now I'm finally realizing everything's going to be okay, which was a long mm-hmm. looming, dooming mm-hmm. feeling. Cause you don't realize how long these things take to reach their fruition. So I think I'm finally in that area. I'm not like totally there yet, but I feel like I'm yeah. like 80% there, 75% there. So I'm yeah. starting to feel pretty good. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm excited to be growing with this new audience. And if I'm not for you, please just internalize it that way and move on with your life. And doesn't need to be a crusade. No, everyone is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a fucking comedy show. So can you fuck off? All right. Sorry, Fulton.
Didn't you have a text? What was the text you wanted to talk about?
I got a text from an old friend that I don't have many falling outs with friends.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life I've been very like people grow, people change. You know, if someone bothers me, I put more of like a boundary around what kind of friend they're going to be. I think we've talked about this once, Elena, where I'm just like, if this person isn't the right kind of friend for this, I just mm-hmm. manage my expectations and I'm still friends with them. I just don't give them that, you know?
Yeah.
But this friend I had a legitimate falling out with when I was quite young. Do you guys want to hear about? I don't.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell about it?
This is my best friend, one of my best friends from high school, mm-hmm. who's a guy, mm-hmm. and we're going to call him Daniel.
I was gonna say Daniel. Me too.
No, I was like literally about to say Daniel.
That's so crazy.
Okay,
no
it.
One is named Daniel.
No, that actually just freaked me out. I wish
Babe.
I would have said it. We would have said
Babe,
it at the
so
same
insane.
Time.
It's Aries season.
If you look, I bet you if you go back in the footage, I was forming the D.
Yes, you
we
were.
Believe-
you formed that D.
I was forming the D.
Ratify,
whatever,
girl.
Ratify. Whatever you need to feel comfortable in your body, form that D.
okay, let's call him Daniel.
He and I were really good friends. Really, really good friends. Mm-hmm. Best friends.
Wait, what was his real name?
Okay. I so that's
we,
like
I was gonna,
not
no,
even...
no, as in I was going to see if we could guess the same again, but we can't.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I'm thinking, okay. I'm thinking of a name.
This episode is stupid.
You guys try
no,
to say
No, it's great. Is it,
is it wait, female is it, or male?
Wait, I didn't think
or
of
Or is
name
it non-binary? Kiosk!
Okay.
Suck.
It's female, or typically.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Samantha.
Sarah.
No, but why are you guys like... You guys are so connected.
Just in sync. Things have been good between me and Ashley lately. Things have been good.
They have been good.
Things have been good.
Wait, do you mean that?
Yeah. But I mean, not like...
Have things been...
Exactly. No, I just feel like there's been a... The three what? Of us, really. But for the bit, it's me and you. Okay, anyway.
So we wrote
Wait,
a musical...
what name were you thinking of, Mac?
Heather.
Oh.
I feel like I just scared any Heather listening.
Heather. So and I, I used to be a camp counselor and I did the theater program at the camp. And, you know, picking a play was really hard for the kids because it's all ages and you don't want it to be too intense. And so I wrote this musical with one summer and it was really funny. It was called The Camper Trap. It's a reverse parent trap. It's about fraternal twins who look nothing alike, whose parents want to get back together. They were separated at birth. No, it gets funnier. And rather than telling the kids about it and getting back together, they just sent them to the same camp hoping they would become best friends. They do not. They hate each other. And then and then
so good.
At the camp, I know I was 19 when I wrote this.
What?
At the camp.
This is hilarious.
I should just actually write it again.
You need to write
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you should. What?
At the camp, the musical at the camp, like the play within the play, was The Parent Trap. And they both auditioned to be the identical twins. So there's a running gag.
God.
There's a running gag throughout the show where people just look at them and go, man, you guys look nothing alike. Which is something that no one would ever say to anybody, to random people.
Mm-hmm.
But then the parents decide to tell the kids that they are getting back together and that they are twins during the intermission of the play within the play.
Horrible decision by the parents.
Yeah.
Genius.
It
great
was really
decision for the plot.
Yes. It was really, really funny. I had a really great time writing it. It was
you
so fun
to
perform.
It.
It's on tape somewhere if we can find it. I wrote the lyrics and the book and wrote the musical. And now,
but when you rewrite it, he will not be getting any credit.
Because
he'll
it's my
again.
Fucking idea. Okay. And
double
so he's very musically talented. He is a professional musician now. And I think somewhat successful.
Mm-hmm.
We went to write a second musical together. And this was a really big deal for me because I was at my first job. I was 23. Horrible year of your life. I was super sad and depressed. And
young,
I really knew that I didn't want to be a software engineer. I knew I wanted to do something with comedy, but I really couldn't get the balls to just be like, I'm an actor and a comedian. Instead, I kind of took these steps, which a lot of us do. Elena, you're going through it right now. But I couldn't, like, I just couldn't get the balls to do it. So I decided I would write this musical with, which kind of made it safer because it was like my friend and I'm behind the camera
and
like we were writing it together and he just ghosted me, which was really strange.
Oh.
Yeah. And I like quit my job to write this musical with him. So the ghosting was, and then one of my really good friends, her boyfriend was also good friends with and he had done the same thing to him, like friend ghosted.
Okay.
And at the time I was young, I was not great at choosing my battles. And I was in this phase of my life where I was like, you wronged me. I'm going to fucking, I wrote him an email just telling him like being like, kind of like, fuck you. Like,
okay.
I have been trying to get in touch with you for weeks and I, you know, I can't like, this is so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called
These
me being like,
I need to say to you.
Yeah. I mean, I could have done it better. I was really mad. Okay. I bet I have it. Should I look it up?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.
Okay. What year would this have been? 2012. No subject.
No subject is
no
hard.
Subject
well,
is
here
crazy.
It is.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. When we keep them all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I've been in therapy for years. Ashley's been in therapy for years. I've personally used BetterHelp for therapy, and I cannot understate the impact that this has had on my life.
Therapy for me is a great way to prioritize some time for myself. If I'm setting aside time for therapy, I find that I'm more likely to set aside time for other forms of self-care as well. All of this combined is a great help when it comes to my stress levels.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily. 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel. I love Babbel. This is one of my favorite sponsors. I have had a lifelong love affair with the French language, and Babbel's convenient, bite-sized courses have helped me to continue to practice my real-life conversation skills in a way that is engaging and varied, so I actually integrate and remember the things that I'm learning.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations, and I truly can't say enough good things. Their tips and their tools are approachable, they're accessible, they're rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled BABBEL.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, whoa! Oh my god, I found it.
Oh my god.
Guys, can I just say... This is like,
this is 12 years ago.
You will, that's a long time. You will reach a point in your life as you age. And I think I'm in the newest, the like earliest part of that, where you look back and you're like, who was that? You just changed.
Couldn't be me. Doesn't sound familiar at all.
I made thirst traps for 2 years of my life. Okay. You don't think that I've had that realization?
I was straight.
Here we fucking go. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is ruthless.
Oh my
god.
Are you sure you wanna yes, for sure. Don't make her question it. I wanna hear it.
Can I just say I would never do this today. There are way better ways to communicate, okay?
Yes. Listener, 12 years ago. Imagine yourself 12 years ago.
Okay. It was when you're 19, right?
Okay. No, I was 23. So rough time.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Daniel,
Mac was.
I believe that we are fundamentally different kinds of people with different ideas of what friendship looks like.
Okay.
Daniel, I believe that you genuinely believe that you are worth more and that your time is worth more than other people's. It explains why you're able to cut your friends off, like me and this other guy, out of your life for months on end with no remorse and explain yourself with half-truths and lies, expecting us to forgive you. It explains the arrogance that made this person. I forgot about this. So I introduced him to like the biggest connection I had in his field, and they hated him. And they got back to me and they were like, why did you introduce us to this guy? And I was like, what? Like, that's crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like I wrote explains that. Also, there's so many typos in here. It explains why you move on from relationships so quickly. Oh my god.
Rage typing.
Oh my god.
You did not hold back.
You feel deep in your heart and mind that you are better than those that you have been with. Oh my fucking god.
Actually,
bro. Okay. But this is more than our friendship. It's also about our professional relationship and my reputation. It has been so hard for me lately to try and explain to people my error in judgment and trusting you and working with you. It has been the biggest professional mistake I've ever made. And seeing you as you had let me down once been in high school, I guess he let me down in high school that I don't. Oh, yes. And nearly again during the camper trap. That's the play. I am deeply ashamed to have trusted you again. You are truly this is so me. And this is the way that I am to this day. Like, I will not let my opinion of someone interfere with my opinion of their work. I keep those things so separate. Wow. I can really separate the art from the artist. That's true. Okay, you are truly brilliant and so creative and so talented. But Daniel, given your ability to work with others, it will not allow you to succeed in life. And in that way, I feel sorry for you. And it's not a social inability, as you claim. It is simply how entitled you believe you are. In short, you are the opposite of a team player, and you will not fare well because of it, especially in the arts.
And God. Ashley, you are the supreme manifester. Like, you say this stuff. It's coming true.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Daniel.
A failure of a life.
Daniel, Daniel, I'm so sorry. You
or
fucked me over so many times.
We need to hear that.
In a nicer way. When you began to deliberately ignore me, I was confused. This is the last paragraph. I claimed that I was sorry for what I had done to make you feel this way, but I reread everything I sent to you and I realized I did nothing wrong. What you did is abnormal behavior and unacceptable in any working environment or friendship. While you may not have had time to work, you did have time to drop me a line and explain the full extent of that, which you did not. In short, my door is not open to you and it will never be open again. And if you continue to treat people the way you do, no one's door will ever be open to you. And considering what a forgiving person I am, I would say you are definitely a strong example of someone who succumbs to the flaws of extreme arrogance. What the fuck, dude?
Flaws. Ratify.
Flaws of extreme arrogance.
Oh my God, you succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance. For your sake, I hope you change. Have some humility and gratitude for the ones who support you and find a way to respect and value people in your life. I don't know why you are this way, Daniel, and I wish whatever happened to you didn't, but you have hurt me one too many times and I will not allow that kind of disrespect in my life. And for that reason, if for some reason you ever want to speak to me again, don't. Good luck.
Says last paragraph, proceeds to read three paragraphs.
Yeah, last paragraph, one single run-on sentence.
So have you ever thought about making this email a musical?
Yes. You have succumbed to the flaws of extreme arrogance.
Like, it's giving Hamilton a little bit.
Ratify.
That was crazy. Wow. Thank you for taking us on this journey with you.
Well,
so wait, so you send
the
email.
There's more.
12 years goes by and then he texts you?
No. So here's what happened. He wrote me back. I think he tried to apologize.
He wrote you back after you set a boundary. You said, in case you ever want to talk to me again, don't. And he wrote
that
you back.
Just,
yeah.
Listen,
I mean,
he continues to succumb to those flaws of his extreme.
I missed him. This was my best friend. I missed him so much. And I really wanted to like him. And when his father passed away, I read about it in the paper because his dad is sort of famous.
Nepo baby.
For real. I don't like to believe that about people. I like to believe that people can be independent agents of whatever they are born into, good or bad. But of course it
makes a difference.
They can, but Nepo baby they're still a Nepo baby.
Nepo baby's gonna Nepo. Well, everybody's gonna Nepo, let's be real. If you got Nepo to Nepo, you're gonna Nepo. That's part of the system. What am I thinking of?
I don't think no one would not.
Something about
Nepo.
Fuck capitalism. Anyway,
no one's saying no to Nepo.
Well, everybody's Nepoing on their own level. What do you think networking is? It's a mini Nepo. You've mini Nepoed. No one gets. Okay, anyway.
Isn't the Buddha is the only person who has said no to Nepo?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, you're an actual god. You're a demigod if you've said no to Nepo. Say no to Nepo, kids. Don't do Nepo.
Just say no to Nepo.
But. No. Do what you need to do to make your dream come true.
Of course.
Yeah, we support the Nepo.
Okay,
it's just a title. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you Nepo, you just need to acknowledge that you Nepo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, don't try and hide
the
Nepo.
Yeah.
Acknowledging
don't deny
the Nepo.
The Nepo.
Right. So then when his father died, obviously we were still young-ish and I lost my father and I just felt like I need to be there. And even after I went to the funeral, I don't know what I was expecting. I knew I was expecting something. I couldn't articulate what it was, but it did not happen. And that was when I was like, I'm really never going to talk to this person again. And he's not the friend that I thought he was. And yeah. That's when I internalized it. And then I moved on and I was fine. And I did miss him, but ultimately, like, you know, it was better.
You made your peace. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And then he just texted me because he's in Europe for work and he's going to be in one of the cities that I'm in at the same time. And he was like, I know we live in the same city, but do you want to hang out while you're here? And I just don't know whether or not to say anything. Huh. And you know why? Because like, if this were me today, I would not have gotten this far into a friendship like that. Cause during my slut era, this is the type of person that I trained myself to see the red flags in before I would have invested this type of time.
Yeah.
And it looks like from that email, he wronged me on several occasions. I can't even remember them all now, but like he really let me down a few times and I continued to invest in this working friendship relationship.
Well,
because it was so good. The good was so good.
Yeah. So the question is, seeing him again or hanging out with him, spending time with him now, would you be doing that for you or for him? Would you be doing that because he's asked you or because you feel like this is someone that you miss in your life?
I would love to have a friend like Daniel again because he is so smart and he makes me laugh. He's so funny. He did stand-up comedy in high school. It was like the first time that it had ever occurred to me that like I could do, you know, he means so much to me. But
and people grow and people, you know, like, what? You know,
they do, but it takes so much effort. Like whenever people are like, oh, they're growing and changing, I'm like, well, has it been 2 years? Because that's how long it actually takes. It takes like years of a lot of effort. If someone comes back to you after a few months, it's like, no, they probably haven't.
But is that what's happening here?
I don't know. But I know I don't want to give him, I don't have a lot of hours in these places.
Yeah,
and this is
not
such a special thing to me. I can reconnect with him here if I want to reconnect with him here.
That's a good point.
Can I be totally honest?
But I don't think I'm going to do it.
Okay, then I'm going to be dishonest. I think...
Wait, is this you being dishonest?
You think
this
it's sus?
This is me being honest.
Okay, honest.
I think this is sus. I'm being completely honest.
I get that feeling too, but
city? Yeah. Why is he hitting you up in Europe during your phenomenon worldwide national tour?
And he does stand up and...
Well, no, he's not a stand-up comedian. He's not. He just did it in high school a couple times.
But it sounds like he's in the same industry, and that's where I always kind of get a bit suspicious.
He's not, but I... Oh.
No, this is weird to me. This is weird. Like, why now? Why during this huge moment for your career? And you know what? I'll write a musical with you.
Thanks.
And I won't ghost you about it.
And I'll sit there and I'll listen and laugh as you guys write a musical together.
Ashley, you know we would write a bomb musical.
Yeah, but do you know how to write music?
I could figure it out. I play guitar. I played cello in middle school. I love musicals.
And that's all you need.
Me and Mattia write songs like riffing.
That's all it takes.
We
a little bit of guitar, a little bit of cello in high school.
I actually have full confidence.
Can you believe that letter? That was such a hurtful thing to do. I regret that. That was really hurtful and really fucked up.
What did he say back?
He wrote back. And this is the thing about him that's so... weirdly infuriating is like he's a nice guy. He's not like, it's not like he flies off the handle. He just disappears.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like he
won't face it.
Yeah.
He can't say what he needs to say.
Yeah. So wait, let me look up that email again. Oh my God. I wish the unsend button.
And to play the other side of it, like I would say I used to be that person. Like I would be the person that would rather just disappear than say what I need to say. And I had to work on that. And now I'm somebody. Now I try really hard to make sure I don't just disappear.
I don't think you would ghost me in the middle of our musical.
No, that I wouldn't.
I think that's a bit extreme.
That's true.
I'm not talking about small slights. I'm talking about like I quit my job at MIT knowing that this was what was waiting for me when I got back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got your email. I have lots of stuff to say. I haven't said it because I believe in the respect that comes with having considered and worked through things rather than lashing out at people, which feels... little bit Now that I'm reading this.
At least you said something to him.
But that was a dig.
That was a dig.
That was a dig.
I certainly respect you at least as much as I do myself as a human being. I'm pretty surprised that you don't think I do. I can certainly get on board with the idea that you take things differently than I do and differently than I intend them. And I'm very sorry that I miscommunicated and I hope to talk at some point. Please, please let me know if that's ever
the case.
Didn't
communicate.
I don't like that response.
That's the thing that like, working on things and then I just wouldn't hear, like I'd send him stuff and I wouldn't hear from him.
Seems like he like drove you to the brink of the end of the line of your frustration. And then when you responded to that frustration, he got mad at you and kind of, honestly, I think he gaslit you a little bit because he didn't miscommunicate with you.
Yeah, that's
he stopped communicating with you completely. He's acting like he was well communicated up until this point, which is not even close to the case.
Right. There's one email. Well, let's look at this. There's like one email in the middle of June. Like we're deconstructing this now.
I know.
Wait, no, but can like, you read that like first line again? Case. The first line of his response again?
I know. That is so fucked up. I didn't even realize.
That email, the response, he took a dig at you and then was like, sorry for the miscommunication, which is downplaying what actually happened.
I got your email. I have lots of stuff to say. I haven't wanted to say it because I believe in the respect that comes with having considered and worked through things rather than lashing out at people.
Oof.
I think he, you know, and I did lash out at him. That's like totally fair.
Sure.
But what I remember doing is like calling and texting and hearing nothing. Like I just remember that. And then there was an email in like late June that looks like he was trying to explain to me. I was like, I wrote in late June, I wrote.
Before or after?
Way before.
Okay.
Months. I'm really starting to get worried about my work and could use some feedback. I also want to know what my expectations of your time should be this summer. Let me know again. I can literally work almost always. I only have 2 45-minute appointments each week. I literally was like, I had saved up some money and I was living with my mother. And I was like, I'm not going to get a job until I finish writing the bulk of this.
Well, and you're literally like, can I have some feedback? And what should I expect from you? Like, those are, that's the clearest, most concise communication you could have had. I would like feedback. So that's saying, how do you feel about me? And what should I expect of you?
And his email was like, the reply to that was not a real reply. It was like, oh, I didn't realize how intense my schedule would be. Like, I have to take some time off. And he like gave no specifics around like what that would be. I don't know. I think you have to imagine like a 23-year-old who just made the most consequential decision that I had made in my life, which is that I wasn't going to be a software engineer. I was going to pursue comedy and something. Yeah. So I was feeling pretty vulnerable. But I should not have spoken to him that way.
The more that you're like, saying about his side of it, I don't love it. I love it less and less.
It's like when two people are arguing and one of them stonewalls and then the other person blows up. It's like there is wrongdoing in both of that, but
yeah, it's like,
you know,
you're triggering each other.
You can understand.
This is why like talking about exes sucks because both people have like a legitimate claim they've like riled the other person up. Like their compatibility is so bad that it created this like nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
Even though both of you are probably within the realm of normal behavior generally as human beings.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. There's two, like it takes two.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. And it's crazy what two people can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting the like reaching out now and being like, hey, let's hang out.
Yeah, it was so unsettled.
And like when you quit your job and started putting all your time into your art, this is where you've ended up because of that.
Yeah,
no thanks to him.
Whoa,
kind of thanks to him though, because of him I started going to improv school.
All right, well I think you would have either way.
Yeah,
just with a musical under your belt.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Yeah. I don't know if that was boring, guys.
I didn't think that was boring at all.
I love that, actually.
I feel like I loved this whole
I hope I didn't take over this whole conversation and succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance.
Merch drop.
Succumb to the flaws.
Succumb to the flaws of extreme
arrogance. Wait, can that actually be merch? That's so funny.
What would it say exactly? Let's or sorry for? Or,
I don't know. I would figure it out. But succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance.
Succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance. Just that. Like in order. Succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance right now. Succumb. Succumb to the flaws.
With a finger on a 1040.
Succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance.
It's like Uncle Sam, and he's like, I want you to succumb to the flaws.
Succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance. Oh, this is a total sidebar, but just speaking of merch, just for a second, I finally launched my water bottles.
Oh, cool.
Finally.
Yay.
It's a fern.
Hell yeah. Congrats, Elena.
Thank you.
Speaking of promotion, my American tour dates are now up, and there are so many. Nashville, Oklahoma City, Cincinnati, Hartford, Connecticut, all the weird places. I'm going to the weird places.
ElenaJoy.store.
AshleyGavin.com. AshleyGavin.com. Patreon.com/WHGS. Succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance.
Danny, bleep that.
I have succumbed to the flaws of extreme arrogance, and I am promoting my other Patreon.
That's Elena, spelled A-L-A-Y-N-A, joy.com.
Should we take a question?
Store. I really think it's dot store. Yes, we should take a question.
I have to put something in my tummy right now or I'm going to throw up.
Oh. Okay. I will look for a question. Well, Mac put something in her tummy so she doesn't throw up.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. And I'm getting the question from our private Discord. Only available to our patrons, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
Mac, are you okay?
Yeah,
I'm fine. I just oftentimes forget that I'm hungry and or need to eat unless I have like timer set up.
Okay.
And then I just get like when I realize I'm like ravenous and like I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Okay, so I think we've crossed the line from this doesn't affect my life at all to this definitely affects my life. I have a timer set up to tell me when to eat.
That happens for people.
Do you guys see my eyes and how they are glowing?
A little bit. It's a bit blurry, so it's kind of hard to...
Fucking bitch.
Oh, no. Somebody said that was my airplane question on that most recent episode, and I'm so sorry to have caused any stress to your recording, but thank you for answering my question.
Oh, it's okay.
No, you didn't do anything.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just not going to Europe anymore.
That's not your fault.
Come to London. It's going to be so fun.
Thought experiment. What do you think would be more intimate? Giving a stranger 30 minutes of unlimited and unsupervised access to your phone or to your home? Love the podcast. Greetings from Germany.
Wow. That is such an interesting question. And isn't it sad that the answer will universally be phone?
Yeah.
I don't want people touching my stuff. What if they like take my things?
What are they going to take?
No one's going to
take
anything.
That's not what it is. The question is whether or not what's going to be more showing about you. They can snoop.
They can only snoop.
Oh, I don't really care. They can do either. Why does it matter?
Because you have secrets on your phone.
You're too pure for this
world. Every DM you've ever sent, you know, like sexting, you want them to see your sexts?
I would actually rather give them my phone than unlimited access to my home.
What do you got in there, Elena?
Because I have old journals. Because I have old journals here, and I don't actually have. I don't think I actually have.
And just a massive, massive strap. You've never seen anything like it, honestly. They call it the Matterhorn. Whoa, it's big.
Stop.
It's big. You've never seen anal beads like this. It's crazy.
Oh, Ashley. No, it's like, I'm trying to think if there's anything I wouldn't want people to see or have unlimited access to, it would be like my old journals. And
That's
so I would say not my home. You would say not phone, Ashley, I take it.
I don't know because like, I don't have anything. For me, it would just be like, please don't. The idea of someone, like, seeing a sext out of context is so cringe.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Well, also, and like, unlimited access to your phone.
My phone has also every, like, tape of every open mic I've ever done, and that is humbling. That is humbling.
Right.
To just hear my shitty jokes and no one laughing.
Well, and just like pick every picture, like that's also, there's probably a lot of pictures on there.
Yeah, a lot of pictures. I don't think you could really.
I don't want either now that I'm thinking about it.
What are you laughing about?
Yeah, Mac, what was the giggle?
Mine would just be like a bunch of pictures of my like a bunch of pictures of
my right. Or like, you know, like a hidden folder. Like I'm thinking that. Do they get access
yeah,
to the
hidden folder?
Yeah,
that's all the pictures of my
My hidden folder is an absolute shrine to bisexual women.
Guys. No, exactly. Do they get access to that?
I'm not in the hidden folder. It's just a group of wonderful women who've been very kind to me over the years.
So it's like, do they get access to that? That's part of the... Because then that's also like a... There's a boundaries issue.
Yeah. You know? You know, the journal thing was a good... I didn't think about journals, but still, I'm like, they're going to go to my high school journals and it's going to be like, January 2nd, 2014. Ran 5 miles today. Pace was 7:28 per mile. Noticed a switch in my cadence at the end. Wind was 14 miles.
My high school journal would be like, my high school journal would be like, dear diary, I kissed 5 boys today. And that's fine. And it was so great. And I'm just obsessed with boys. Also, so weird. Can't stop thinking about my best friend.
My high school journal, I didn't keep one, but it probably would have been, why am I not famous yet? This is so stupid. Also, I love Nell so much. I love her. Why won't she talk to me anymore? I miss her.
Yeah, yeah. Access would be like, feeling like I should buy a giant poster of myself. IDK.
Well, this was an episode, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
We did it. What did we have for dinner? Something for Max's tummy.
We had
an apple and a Rip Van.
A mini pack.
For Max's tummy.
You know what you're really giving on this episode, sweet. Mac? You're really giving James from Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, I love James.
Exactly.
His katana collection. What the
hell? That is so James, dude. That's you. That's you and James.
Does
anyone else see it? I really see it. I really see it.
His katana collection is
enviable.
Sick, and he makes the best TikToks ever if you don't follow him.
I'm gonna buy his merch. He just dropped merch. I'm buying it.
No way.
Yeah.
Succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance.
Succumb to the flaws of extreme arrogance.
Listeners, succumb to the flaws of our extreme arrogance.
Ruthless.
Join the Patreon.
Just ruthless. What did I think that was going to do?
Probably gave you closure.
You were in a moment of passion, it seems.
I was
extreme passion. You succumbed to the flaws of your extreme passion.
You succumbed to the flaws of probably needing closure on this friendship, and it sounds like that gave it to you.
I think I had made this really big choice and I really wanted someone to hold my hand through it.
Yeah.
And I thought that musical was going to be it. And the valuable lesson that I took from it is that my destiny was in my own hands. Mm-hmm. And oh, young Ashley, did you do it? You did such a good job.
You did such a good job.
You did it by yourself without Daniel. And you know what, Elena? You're going to do it too when you launch your podcast and you don't need program.
Oh, that would be magic.
You have magic. You are magic.
Oh, thank you. I'm working on it. School's only not even another month. And then I'm gone for a little bit. But then when I get back, it's time to really start figuring out figuring that podcast out.
Mac and I will be living it up in London.
Don't.
Yes.
Don't. Wait till we'll come
back. Elena,
to
why can't I have time with my son? In our
because
native land.
I feel like you guys have had so much time.
Whoa.
This has been the Chosen Family Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injimi. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!